It's a conversation heard in every honky-tonk bar in America. The pinnacle of BS you have with your buddies. Conversations so outlandish and absurd that the honky-tonk bars all around America are the only places where these conversations can be had with a pure lack of any political correctness.
But that don't change the truth, none. There's right and there's wrong. You gotta do one or the other.
That's right. It's time for the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here are your hosts, producer Raven and Odie Coyote.
Welcome, everybody, once again to the Bar Talk Happy Hour. I'm Odie Coyote. I hope you're staying warm. Holy moly. Half the country is buried in snow and ice. In Iowa, we missed out on the snow and ice, but we still got the cold.
Right, like, we got the frozen tundra.
Like minus 40 wind chill. You're outside more than 10 minutes, your fingers will freeze off. I hate it. But I hear that down in Tennessee, where my folks are, it's not any better. It's way, way, way worse there. I'll take the cold, I think, over...
They're not equipped for it.
Like 3/4 inches of ice or something like that. Power outages. But all the other nonsense.
The problem is they aren't equipped.
No, they aren't. But I bet if they had a shot of whiskey, they'll feel warm inside. I just don't encourage operating heavy machinery after you've had that shot of whiskey.
I worry about you sometimes.
I worry about me too. We got a big show, guys. So get this. A restaurant closes 130 locations and files for bankruptcy. Hopefully it's not your favorite chicken place, but we'll talk about it in just a little bit. And also the vice president is having a baby. And it's not his first. I'll tell you all about that, too. Our featured topic of the week is, get this, what would it take for Chris Stapleton to shave his beard? We will tell you all coming up. I'm kind of curious, what would it take for him to shave that iconic beard?
We'll find out.
I guess so. Our feature artist this week is Sandy June with Southern King. We'll also have your good news of the week all coming up, as well as your concerts. But right now, here's the songs coming up this week on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Woo! I love it. That was Daryl Dodd with Honky Tonk Champagne right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Well, here's your news of the week. Get this. So, the owner of 130's Popeyes locations has declared bankruptcy. That's right. A major Popeyes franchisee, Salmore Incorporated, which operates 130 locations in Florida and Georgia, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy with about, get this, $129 million in chicken debt.
That's a lot of chicky.
That's a lot of chickens in debt, too. They want their money back. The filing is meant to help the company reorganize and stay viable amid pressures like COVID-19 fallout, inflation, higher interest rates, labor shortages, and shifting consumer habits, as well as finding people crazy enough to work for Popeyes. Despite the bankruptcy, the restaurants are expected to remain open, and Popeyes leadership says most of the locations are still profitable and should continue serving customers during the restructuring. I'm sorry,
That doesn't make sense.
Most of the restaurants are profitable, yet you're filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy? What? No. Come on. This is the epitome of corporate doing corporate things, and corporate needs to stop doing those things, and we need to tell them to stop it, because this is crazy. If you're not profitable, then you file for bankruptcy. But if you're profitable, what are you doing? I get that you got a lot of debt, but okay, I'm not an economicist. But I do know that if you're making money, you're not in debt. If you're in debt, then you're not making money. Those two things don't go hand in hand. Am I crazy?
I don't think so.
I don't think I'm crazy either. Well, in some better news, Vice President J.D. Vance and his wife, I think I'm going to pronounce it. I want to say Usher just sounds like it.
Don't do that.
Usher. Literally, Usha, U-S-H-A. I didn't even know what her name was, to be honest with you.
I thought it was Usha.
Usha? I don't know.
Anyway.
They're expecting their baby number 4. Oh, babies. Love babies.
There's a reason why it made headlines this time.
Yeah, it's a historic first because J.D. Vance and his wife, I think it's the first time, right, that it's happened while they're in office or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. So get this. He's 40 years old and he's making history because this is the first second lady to be pregnant while her spouse is in office and the youngest to hold the role since 1949. The Vances also expressed gratitude for their support system as they prepare to welcome the newest addition to their family. I'm excited because I love babies. Babies are awesome. Babies are fun until they puke and they wake you up at 1 a.m. wanting fed and changed and they smell like holy hell. Then they're not so fun. But every other time they're great. Should I move on?
Maybe.
All right, guys, we got a lot more coming up. We got our feature topic this week. Chris Stapleton talks about what it would take for him to shave off that lustrous beard of his. Our feature artist is Sandy June with her song called Southern King. Also have your good news of the week and your concerts all on the way. Make sure you guys check us out. BarTalkHappyHour.com. We want to know what you think of the show. Let us know. And tell your favorite radio station to play us, right? So we know you're listening on one of your favorite radio stations, but if you got more, share them. Share us with them. We'd love to. We're always growing. Love to have more stations. And we'll be back with a whole lot more right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
You keep it clicked here, and we'll be right back with more on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Ain't nothing but a chicken wing, Popeyes. That's right. Y'all should have heard that song if you're Popeyes.
That should have been premised before we started.
Kevin Fowler with Damon James. That's what we should have led for that last story. It's called Chicken Wing. I couldn't have planned that better if I tried. So get this, guys. Chicken wings and Popeyes aside. I hope everybody's hungry. We got to talk about Chris Stapleton, right? And what he says it would take for him to shave that iconic, full, manly, rough, ever so jealous beard of his. I can't grow a beard. I don't even try. I keep my face baby face.
You get patchy.
I do. My hair will grow thick, like really thick, but then there's these huge patchy spots. Like, I've just never been able to fully grow it out.
It drives you nuts when I tease you about it.
It does. And here's my get back at Raven. I know we're avoiding the topic here, but I since she brought it up, see, when Raven and I are cuddling because we're married, because, you know, I'm sleeping with the producer, she hates it when I rub her when I've got any kind of facial hair. She calls me porcupine.
No, I call you patchy. Patchy.
But when I rub against your skin with my stubble.
Papa Grizzly.
Well, Chris Stapleton says is extremely famous about, but dislikes the attention that comes with it when it comes to his beard. He recognizes costume, right? Long facial hair, hats, and stage style makes anonymity harder. He said that as part of a future retirement plan, he may shave off his signature beard to become less recognizable and regain privacy. When he's not dressed in his usual look, he can sometimes move around in public without being noticed. I don't know how you do that, but I would notice.
You ditch the hat, probably put a ball cap on, maybe instead. You shave the facial hair, put some regular clothes on.
I think Chris Stapleton not only would have to shave the beard, he'd have to go into witness protection to not be recognized.
Or trim up his hair, too.
I mean, oh, yeah. That hair he's got? Mm-hmm. And then, like, the fisherman hat that he wears? Well, I call it a fisherman hat because it's not really a cowboy hat. It's not really a hunting hat. It's kind of somewhere in between. I mean, you've seen him. We've seen him live. I can't describe that hat.
But we can actually say that before he decides to retire.
Yeah, exactly. But I can't decide what that hat is that he always wears. Is it technically a cowboy hat or is it something else? Because it doesn't quite fit the bill, get it, for being a cowboy hat. But anyway.
How about the public tells us?
Exactly. Let us know. What is that hat called that Chris Stapleton always wears? Let us know. BarTalkHappyHour.com. Love to hear from you guys. As for me, I can't pull off that look. Although I'm recognizable in public because of my weird voice. I know I have a unique voice that is very different from a lot of like radio people. So what's cool about me is I can go in the grocery store, and unless I'm talking out loud, like really loud, people won't ever notice me, which is lovely. I love it. But I have gotten recognized in like some awkward places. Most notably when I was getting blood drawn. The nurse taking my blood was like, I think I know you. I'm like, oh yeah, where? She's like, aren't you on the radio? I'm like, yeah. Oh yeah, I listen to that country station. So she's taking my blood and she recognized me. But that's about the extent. And I've been recognized once in the store before. And of course, if you know our parent station, I'm not going to say it here for the sake of our syndicates, but those who know our parent station, they see her, the car, and that's instantly recognizable. We're not even trying. But anyway, guys, I got to talk about our feature artist. So this week it is Sandy June, her brand new song called Southern King. She is a lifelong Texas singer-songwriter with rich classic country sound that is shaped by influences ranging from classic rock to country legends like Patsy Cline and Loretta Lynn. Though music was always her soul, she spent 30 years focused on raising a large family and building a career in nursing, guided by her parents' advice to never stop learning and to follow her calling. On her 50th birthday, that's right, 50th birthday, Sandy June finally pursued her lifelong passion, buying a guitar, teaching herself to play, and performing at local open mics around Southern Texas. Encouraged by positive responses, she began recording music and released her first Texas country radio single, Somewhere Between Hell and a Honky Tonk, in 2020. Since then, she's opened for artists like Josh Ward and embraced a new chapter as a working musician. Now thriving in the music journey, Sandy June hopes to her story inspires others, especially her children and grandchildren, to dream big, carve their own path, and never detour from what truly matters. And doing it so late in life, that is great. It's never too late, guys. Well, here's her song right now called Southern King, right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour. Here's your Bar Talk Happy Hour good news of the week.
In an astonishing upset at the Australian Open in Melbourne, amateur golfer Jordan Smith outplayed the world's top champion Jannik Sinner to claim a $1 million prize in a thrilling one-hole playoff that captivated fans worldwide. The 25-year-old underdog sank a dramatic putt under intense pressure. Spectators cheered wildly as Smith celebrated his improbable victory. Tournament organizers hailed it as a testament to perseverance. Experts predict this win could launch his professional career. Andy Sanchez reporting.
Keep it clicked. We'll be right back with more here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Welcome back to the Bar Talk Happy Hour, everybody. It's Odie Coyote back here. That was Tyler Hubbard, with formerly of Florida Georgia Line, with his song called Park. It's not very often we throw in a mainstream song here on the show, but here you go. And I think it's great. I don't mind throwing it in every once in a while. I know we're big Texas country around here, but a little bit of mainstream is not too bad, especially songs like that. We got your concerts and all that happening here, and of course your deep fried chicken. On February 13th, go check out Clay Walker. I've actually seen him in concert long, long time ago, but I have seen him and he is amazing. He'll be in French Lick, Indiana. And on the 14th, oh my Lord, the one and only Miss, the wonderful, illustrious Jody Messina, going to be in Detroit, Michigan. That, again, is on the 14th of February. That would be a good one. I actually would like to see Jody Messina. I think that'd be really cool. You know, I mean, she did that. Never mind. I'll stop. Guys, thank you so much for listening. If you want to learn more about the show, check us out, bartalkhappyhour.com. Remember, get your butts into church on Sundays. The Lord's watching. He knows it. So you can have fun on a Saturday. Get your butts to church on a Sunday, though. Remember, drinking ain't the sin. Being drunk is. And we'll see you next week right here on the Bar Talk Happy Hour.
Thank you for listening to the preceding broadcast of the Bar Talk Happy Hour. The broadcast is copyrighted and may not be rebroadcast or retransmitted in any way without the express written permission from the show creator. For comments and questions, please contact us online, bartalkhappyhour.com.